At an old fire station in Livermore, California, there is an unusual tourist attraction. People have come from all over the world to see it. Visitors come to see a unique small attraction which has fascinated many around the world for decades. The attraction is a small 60-watt bulb that was installed in 1901 and is still shining 120 years later. Many scientists have wondered how it is that this light bulb has continued to burn constantly for 12 straight decades. The key to the extraordinary durability of this small light bulb may be in the fact that, unlike most light bulbs used in the world, this 60-watt bulb is not turned on and off regularly. It is allowed to shine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus encourages us to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As Christians, how are we to shine our light? One answer is contained in the scripture I just quoted. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. Now, brethren, we know that we are not saved by works. We cannot earn salvation. We are, as Paul stressed, saved by faith. But just as true are the words of James when he declared that faith without works is dead. Christians are to have an active, visible faith. I think most of you would agree that, generally speaking, we live in a dark world that needs light. This world needs the light of Jesus Christ. Now, people not only need to hear about Jesus Christ, they need to see the followers of Christ shining their light by visible acts of charity, compassion, and kindness. But remember, it's often the small things, such as simply a kind word, a smile, an encouraging phone call, or a visit to someone who is lonely, that shines your light, actually God's light, to someone who needs it. The light bulb in California burned constantly for 120 years, mainly because it had an uninterrupted power source. Jesus said in John 15 that he is the vine and we are the branches. Brethren, we have to stay continually connected to Jesus in order for our light to shine continuously. I'll leave you with this question to ponder. How healthy is your connection with Jesus? Let us pray. Father God, help us to look for opportunities to shine your light in the dark world. Help us to strengthen and maintain our connection with Jesus. Amen.